Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
While some parts of the country are looking out for lots of snow, in some regions, folks are on the lookout for snowy owls. For a second year in a row, there's a mass migration of snowy owls underway. That's pretty unusual. The mass migration from the Arctic is called an eruption, that's spelled with an I, and is thought to be related to boom and bust cycles of the Arctic's population of lemmings, the small rodents that snowy owls think are just yummy. Author and naturalist Scott Wiedensahl joins us now from the mountains of Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania. He is the co-founder of Project Snowstorm, which since last year has been using cell phone technology to track these mysterious and majestic birds. And Scott, this is really another banner winter for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I was expecting to get a little bit more sleep this winter, but it's not shaping up that way. No, and it's exciting. As you say, normally we don't get these big eruptions back to back, but it does happen sometimes. Last year, the major concentration was in the Northeast and the Eastern Great Lakes. This year, it seems to be in the Western Great Lakes, places like Michigan and Wisconsin. So it's exciting to have this many of these birds down in places where they're normally not seen every year, and in some cases every decade.
So Project Snowstorm has an interesting angle on bird watching, because you are all about technology, specifically cell phone technology. And this is how you know some of the owls that came last year are coming back this year to Wisconsin, to Pennsylvania. Tell us how you actually capture an owl without hurting it, a snowy owl, and how you track it now.
Snowy owls don't have a whole lot of fear of people. They've never seen people before. They don't know from humans. Actually, one of our colleagues caught one by hand a couple of weeks ago. Once we got the bird in hand, we put, as you say, a transmitter on the back of it. And at preset intervals, as often as every 30 seconds, the transmitter is recording a very, very precise three-dimensional location, the latitude, the longitude, and the altitude. And it's storing those up, and then once a week, it basically dials up through the cell phone network and sends us a text message with the accumulated data. Some of them spent the entire winter in a very, very small area. They might not move half a mile from where they were tagged, and others will roam across hundreds of miles. One of the really interesting things that we found, and one of the most unexpected, was the birds that we tagged last winter along the Great Lakes, especially along Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. As soon as the lakes froze for the winter, the owls moved away from the shore and out into the middle of these frozen lakes. You know, you have to scratch your head and wonder what on earth they're eating out there. I mean, Lake Erie was 98.5% frozen last winter. But the answer is in that 1.5% of the lake that wasn't frozen. There were these cracks in these enormous plates of ice, and in those cracks in the ice were ducks and geese and loons and grebes and gulls and other water birds that the owls were able to feed on.
Now, one of the owls that you have been tracking since last year is one of the owls that prefers, apparently, the frozen surface of the Great Lakes. In his case, Lake Erie. You call this particular owl Erie. It's a young male.
Yeah, that's right. Erie just popped up again. He's up on the Bruce Peninsula, which is up on Lake Huron in southern Ontario. You know, one of the things that we're concerned about is the risk that these owls face when they're down here. You know, they're Arctic birds moving into what for them are very alien environments and what are increasingly dangerous environments for them. These birds are often attracted to places that look like home, that they're flat and open and treeless. You know, that can be airports.
I mean, there's one that was actually discovered around the Philadelphia International Airport, and it was struck by a plane, which is both, of course, very dangerous for the plane, and in this case, the owl.
Yeah, that was a bird that I trapped and tagged, in fact.
We moved it 50 miles,
yeah, named it Philly.
So after we say goodbye to you, you're probably going to track a few more owls to see where they are. What motivates you?
It may be as few as 31,000, perhaps even just a matter of a few thousand snowy owls worldwide. So they may be much rarer than we thought they were. You know, their world is changing rapidly. The dangers that they face when they're down here, the dangers that they're facing from climate change to the north, the fact that, as you say, they're majestic and regal and just absolutely riveting when you see one up close, it's just a no-brainer for me.
Author and naturalist Scott Wiedensahl is co-founder of Project Snowstorm, which is tracking a mass migration of snowy owls. Thank you.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you very much.